with a thought from the Word. The Bible says in Proverbs 4:23 that we're to keep our heart with all diligence. You've heard me talk about this. Why? Because out of it is the issues of life. You know, even the largest, most powerful bull or, you know, cow, a bull, they'll put a ring in that animal's nose because they can control him with it. They put a bit in a horse's mouth. But for mankind, it's our heart. And wherever we let our heart go, that is what controls us. Now, the Bible says the only thing that really examines our heart is the Word of God. In Hebrews 4:12, the Bible says, "For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." So listen, as you read the Bible, your heart will be examined by the book. And you need to let it. You need to let God do heart examination or heart surgery on you when you read. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God is quick. That means it's alive. It's a living book. So it is not just applicable throughout the centuries. It's applicable right now to you today. You know, Jesus came and dwelt inside us the day we trusted Christ as our Savior, but it was by the Word of God that we were saved. You know, in Isaiah 40, the Bible says, "The grass withereth and the flower fadeth, but the Word of our God shall stand forever." You can count on the Word of God to examine your heart. I love the way it says it pierces. It's powerful. That's the other thing it said. In Hebrews 4:12, it says that the Word of God is quick and powerful or effectual. The more you and I read it, the more it examines our heart, the more it gets right down into the very center of our being. And, you know, to keep our hearts focused and on the right things, the Word of God will dig out the chunky stuff that needs to come out. You know, I remember when angioplasty was a new thing. I was very young, and the way they go in and break up the plaque in someone's heart and get the blood flowing again. The Word of God has a way of getting all the way down in there and breaking up the hard pieces that keep us from being connected to the Lord. The Bible also says it's sharper than any two-edged sword. I admit it. The Bible cuts both ways. It cuts when you read it. It cuts when you pray over it. It cuts when you think you've got things under control. The Holy Spirit, though, is much better at using it as a scalpel than you and I are. Be sure when you're quoting scripture to other people, it's covered in love, because you and I sometimes can wield it like a samurai sword, where the Holy Spirit can use a scalpel. That's all that's necessary. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews 4:12 that it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You ever read the Bible and have it smite you right here? Have it convict you and convince you, I find myself saying, I know what the Bible says, but, you know, and I'm like, no. And the Holy Spirit says, no, there's no but in the whole, there's no but there, John. This is what the book says. You know, if literacy was really a problem, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to reading the Bible, God would have sent us educators. But the truth is, a real problem is you and I wanting to actually live it. That's the hard part. Reading, it's easy. Looking up words we don't understand, that's easy. Connecting it to everyday life, that's easy. But actually deciding to put it into practice, that's hard. Because our heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That means mine too. And my heart gets easily fooled. It gets easily infatuated with the wrong things. It gets easily distracted. And that's why Solomon said to his son, keep it. You've got to keep your heart. You've got to build a fence around it. But it's the Word of God that digs down deep and actually breaks it up. I read a verse today with Mrs. Mix in our devotions. It says in Jeremiah 23:29, "Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like as a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?" Nothing like the Holy Spirit wielding the Word of God has a way of breaking us in those hard spots. But if you'll let him, the results are transformative. You know, we go from having a foolish heart and an evil heart to a hard heart, the Bible says. But then once the Holy Spirit breaks things up, it's exchanged. John 15:3, Jesus said, "Now are you clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." David wrote in Psalms, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." Our heart, if we're not careful, will lead us into all kinds of foolish things because our heart deceives us. But it's the word of God that brings clarity. It's the word of God that breaks up the hard stuff. It's the word of God that discerns whether I'm thinking right, if I'm counting the cost. One of the things we learned at Prayer Advance for the couples was that it's the letter it's the word victory, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. And in letter C, they talked about counting the cost. The word of God has a way of helping us count the cost of where our heart is leading us. And we have to decide, are we going to follow God or not? But it all starts here. All sin begins in our heart, all of it. It does. You don't just wake up one day and jump into it. You've thought about it. You've mused on it. And the word of God has a way of like a filter of us seeing our heart. And the truth is, we have to keep giving our heart to the Lord every day. We have to let the word of God filter through it. We've got to let the word of God change it from the inside out. And Amen. Only then. I challenge you, if you've never fasted, as long as you get medical advice, if you've got medical difficulties, you know, you should get. But if you ever get a chance, you should ask the Lord about fasting. I'm going to preach on it in the coming year. And, you know, after you kind of let the flesh get kind of weakened, the Word of God has a way of digging into some of the deep stuff you've not been willing to uncover or even know that it was there. And so, as you read your Bible, before you do, just say, "Lord, I'm listening. Speak to my heart." Because as He brings up things and you and I let Him, let His truth be true in our life, He has a way of transforming our life in the littlest ways that make the biggest changes. But only if we let Him do it in our heart. Amen. You can read without actually acknowledging. You can actually listen to preaching and not actually do anything about it. But if you'll let the Word of God break into your heart and bring the light in, He'll expose the hard pieces. He'll smash it. And from it, you'll be healthy. You can have a strong soul and a weak body, a strong heart and a weak body. But so many people allow for a weak heart, and even though they're physically fit, it's because they haven't let God do the surgery He wants to do. This week, I want you to encourage it as you read your Bible. Just say, "Lord, I'm listening. Bring up the things that are keeping me from fellowship. Bring up the things, God, that is keeping me from walking in unity with the people in my life. Bring it up, Lord, and let's resolve it. Let's resolve it and be done." There's nothing like the feeling of being right with the Lord and with each other, but it starts in our heart. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, it's great to be with my brothers and sisters tonight. Father, thank you for this weather and the opportunity to just have some fun. Thank you for the opportunity to sing and to be a testimony to the neighbors here at our church around in our neighborhood. And Father, as we go from this place, help us, Father, to be discerning about the people we're talking to and how we speak to them. And as you speak to us, may we respond in obedience. Reveal that which needs to be broken up, Lord. Reveal that which needs to be softened. Reveal that which needs to be cast aside. Reveal that which is working and you're using for your glory, that we may walk in step with you and with those around us. We love you and thank you for all that you're doing in the lives of each of us this week. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.